forgive me for following you.
You were following us? What are you following us for?
Your signage.
What's that?
Your signage.
Our signage on our van?
Yeah.
What's up?
I had similar signage on my van.
20 years ago? Why did you have signs on your van 20 years ago?
Because I kind of... That's a pretty deep question.
Well, I like deep questions because the Word of God is deep. Yeah.
Because God introduced himself to me 20 years ago in a way that I've never met anybody else who...
Yeah.
And scripture came alive and the truth became and all the falsehoods and stuff became evident.
How did that happen?
And how did that happen? You have to ask God.
Well, no. How did it happen? You tell me testimony. We're supposed to have a testimony.
What? You said how did it happen?
Yeah.
You mean what it looked like?
Whatever you would say, how did it happen? The Bible says in Revelation 12:11, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. So what's your testimony?
Well, that's another long story. He introduced himself to me. I'll put it a short way. I don't tell this story to many people.
He introduced himself to you.
Mm-hmm. I was not seeking him.
Okay, so how did that?
I was like Paul on the way to Damascus.
So how did that happen?
Fear.
What's that?
I was in his hands for a long time, but before I get into all that, I was. Anyway, are you? Now, I went to your website real quick, and so you do street preaching and stuff like that. I was just wondering, I'm fairly local. I grew up in this area.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if, because I know sometimes they have events down here. Are you guys just camping, or you got something going down here?
No, we're just traveling through. I'm a traveling street preacher, and we travel all over the country, and
gotcha.
We're in the middle of nowhere. We know of this spot, so we thought it might be a good place to come and restore for a day.
Right.
Before we head on our journeys and...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll What got me too is repent to God, which is very misunderstood. Most people say repent from sin, but repent, of course, is to turn.
Yeah, when you repent, you're changing your mind. What are you changing your mind to?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big problem in churchianity.
Yeah.
A lot of people repent, but they're not repenting to the things of God. They're repenting for a self-improvement program. I'll give you a good example. We hear a lot of people say, well, yeah, I repented. And I say, well, what did you repent of? Well, I used to be addicted to porn and drugs, and I stopped that. And it's like, okay, that's good. But what's the purpose of that? Well, most times it's a self-improvement program. It's not repenting to Christ for eternal life, for the forgiveness of sin, for serving him in his kingdom. It's more, Christianity today in America is more of a self-improvement program. That's not what the Bible teaches.
Yeah, and fire insurance.
I'm sorry?
And fire insurance, yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I want to go to heaven. A lot of people want to go to heaven, but they don't want to serve God today in the kingdom of God right now.
Right. No, I mean, you're right, but I just like that, and I liked... I hate Christianese church. Repent to Christ. I like that.
Yeah, here's our gospel card. So do you know you didn't want to share your testimony. Do you know the path to eternal life? Let's start there. What's your first name?
You don't need to preach to me. I'm there. I've got the Spirit of God in me, and I'm not here to...
Well, wait, sir. Hold on. Let me set you straight. I pulled into a private campground. You followed me.
Okay,
and you followed me, and you walked up to me as I first pulled up here.
Yeah.
And so now I ask you about the gospel, and you said, don't preach to me. You walked up to me. If you don't want to talk about the things of God, what'd you walk up for?
No, I did. But I'm... Okay.
Preach to you
slow
by
down.
Asking you what
okay,
the gospel is?
Slow down.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When Nicodemus came up to Jesus and said, how do I find eternal life? Did Jesus say, whoa, don't you preach to me?
Okay.
What did Jesus say?
Slow down.
I'm just setting the table.
No, I am very cautious because in the 20 years that I, in my relationship with God, I have met zero people who are on the same page that I am. So I've seen other people on close to the path or whatever. Anyway, so don't take offense to anything I say. This is new.
I don't take offense. I'm a street preacher, but right. When I ask somebody the gospel and they say don't preach to me, I wonder where their heart's at. Because the Bible says test all things. I should test everything you say and you should test everything I say. So why would I just believe you rather than I want to hear your proclamation?
Okay. So
I'll give you one more chance. Okay, how do you find eternal life? What does the Bible teach on how do you find eternal life? Because if you don't have that and you're not interested in that, we have nothing to talk about.
How do I find aeonian life?
Eternal life. How does a man find eternal life?
Aeonian is the actual word.
Okay. How does a man gain eternal life?
By grace through faith.
That it?
The simple answer.
I didn't ask for a simple answer. I asked, how does a man gain eternal life? What does the Bible say? We have the revealed revelation of God. Revelation to Genesis, Genesis to Revelation. What does the Bible tell us? What's the path a man must take to gain eternal life? I'm a street preacher. That's what I do. Okay, through Christ. So what about through Christ? I'm a guy in a gutter dying. Tell me, how do I find eternal life? Bible says, go, preach the gospel. How do I find it? Are you claiming to be a man of God?
I am a man.
Okay, so then you should know this should flow right out of you. No, Jesus said living waters will flow out of you. So how do I find eternal life if I'm lost and I don't know the path?
Okay. It was good to meet you.
You don't want to talk about the gospel?
No, I'll talk about
it. You want me to preach it to you?
But you are, no, I don't need to be preached to.
But you don't know it.
Yes, I do.
Then share it with me.
I don't need to. You don't need. I don't need to.
Well, then I guess I will take that back. And you do need to probably walk away.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I just
goodbye.